Rerum Productori Entium Conservatori, the remarkable botanical passion of Alois I of Liechtenstein in the Letnice-Waldtice cultural landscape. Many members of the Liechtenstein family shared a common interest in the natural sciences, a fact which is directly and indirectly apparent at Lednice and throughout the whole of the parks of the Lednice-Waldtice cultural landscape. Following the work of Karl I, Prince of Liechtenstein, and Karl Eusebius Liechtenstein, Alois I of Liechtenstein, 1759-1805, was particularly active in this regard at the end of the 18th and in the early 19th century. Alois I pursued the ideal of the harmonious landscape. He planted and also cultivated some non-traditional tree species, many of which were planted for the very first time in Bohemia, and had a great many architectural gems built. During work on the Lednice-Waldtice cultural landscape and other projects, the Prince of Liechtenstein collaborated closely with the architect and inventor Josef Hartmut in particular. Hartmut became a very close friend of his and designed a number of remarkable buildings. He laid out the concept of the Chateau Garden and interrelated individual structural elements in the park via geometric linkages in accordance with the ideas of Freemasonry. Besides the Chinese pavilion, the obelisk, and the minaret, which is considered a fundamental element of the sentimental Freemasonry phase of the Lednice Park, another important building was the Temple of the Sun. The temple, borne aloft by the ideas of light, symbolically completes the space of this unique landscape park. It stood at the place of the former Lednice Star Pavilion and was probably built in 1794-1795, only to be demolished in around 1838. Eight alleys extended from it, forming a star. This symbolic building, representing the era of the late Enlightenment and the approach of Naturphilosophie, was situated in the place coinciding with the given coordinates. The inscription on the cupola of the Temple of the Sun, probably dedicated to Prince Alois I of Liechtenstein, Rerum Productori Entium Conservatori, to the creator of things, to the protector of being, apparently expresses the Enlightenment passion of its creator and architect. Not only the buildings in the park, but also the choice of suitable trees and plants go together to shape a landscape park reflecting the whole world in itself. Prince Alois I of Liechtenstein was very familiar with the historical development of Europe's parks and gardens, and certainly drew on his vast experience in his work on the Lednice-Waldtice cultural landscape. Through his collaboration with prominent botanists and gardeners, he constantly gained more and more expertise in plant and tree communities. His interest in North American tree species, which he first had brought in from the famous German Dessau-Wörlitz garden realm, and his overall fascination with planting exotic species, prompted him to send an expedition to North America in 1802, led by the head gardener of the Vienna University Botanical Gardens, Josef van der Schott. As a result of this scientific expedition, he acquired some 36,000 seedlings of various trees and plants, making the Lednice Garden an important cultivation centre. The first known catalogue of plants from the prince's nurseries dates from 1805. The most extensive printed list dates from 1811. This diverse range of seedlings, including around 330 taxa of foreign trees and some 100 of domestic species, enriched many landscape parks in the Czech lands and elsewhere. A number of exotic tree species were first planted in this country in the Lednice-Waldtice cultural landscape. Between 1800 and 1807, there were 174,770 trees planted in the Lednice estate and 976,553 in the Waldtice estate. In 1805 to 1811, the brother of Alois I, Johann Josef I of Liechtenstein, 1760 to 1836, with the assistance of Josef Hartmut, did the final work on shaping the Lednice-Waldtice cultural landscape, giving it the appearance it still has today. The Lednice-Volchice cultural landscape currently contains 614 tree species and cultivars, and despite the fact that some of the architectural structures are no longer there, one can still sense the resonance of Alois Fürst of Liechtenstein's Enlightenment science. This manifestation of natural sciences not only brought about the accumulation and experimental introduction of new species of trees, which were then spread further afield, but also opened up the potential to experience the harmonious impact of the park, which became a symbolic and analogous representation of the world as a whole.